Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Some events in life change you, and for the Christian, the pivotal event in life is salvation. You see, the Christian life is fundamentally a changed life, and by virtue of our salvation as believers, we've been called into inheritance in Christ as co-heirs. Grasping this truth and walking in the reality of God's inheritance is the key to taking your place and reigning in this life. Not only are believers called into inheritance, believers have also been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. Receiving wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of what you have in Christ is key to living a fulfilled life. In today's message titled Total Turnaround, Evangelist Paul Acqua expounds on the spiritual benefits of being in Christ and our inheritance as believers. Let's join in.
We have been totally transformed. Therefore, we have experienced total turnaround. God has blessed us. He has anointed us. He has redeemed us. Friend, as born-again believers, we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Jesus has provided everything we could ever want. We only need a revelation of what we already have. We need to find out what happens after salvation and learn about our position in Christ as believers. So the Apostle Paul prayed for the believers in Ephesus that God would give them the spirit of wisdom. He said to those Christians in Ephesus that, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. He continued to pray and said, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his exceeding greatness of his power for us who believe. And he compared that power to the power which raised Jesus from the dead. He said, that power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. Hallelujah. And he said, and God has placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Hallelujah. So Paul prayed this prayer for the Christians in Ephesus, and that's my prayer for you today. We're talking about the fact that our situation has been turned around. Then in Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible talks about how believers have experienced total turnaround or spiritual transformation. So your situation has been turned around, I tell you. It's been turned around completely. There is spiritual transformation. Listen to Ephesians chapter 2, and I start from verse 1. And you he made alive. Some of the translation says he quickened you, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But look at verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Verse 6. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Isn't this awesome, my friend? So in Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible is saying you have been quickened or you have been made alive. The word quickened means made alive in the Lord. And he describes how we are alive with God and how this was totally out of God's grace. The Bible describes us here as being dead, being by nature a child of the devil, and describes our total hopeless condition. In chapter 1, he was saying the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. So the Bible is talking about how the ultimate example of God's power is displayed in the resurrection of Jesus. Consider the implications of this resurrection power for our lives as believers. And so I want us to consider first what we were and second what we are now. The Bible is saying that we were dead in our trespasses, but God has made us alive together with Christ. This is something I don't think many Christians realize. They think we were bad, that we were sinful, which we were, and that God made us good, that he covered our sins. But this verse is telling us that we weren't just bad being made into good, but rather we were dead and we were made alive in Christ. And so I want to tell you elsewhere in scripture what the Bible says we were before we received Christ as our Lord and Savior. So what was our situation and what is our situation now? The Bible says in many places that our situations have turned around. So let's see some of them. The Bible says that we were blind, but now we can see. We were slaves to sin, and now we are no more slaves to sin. We were lovers of darkness, but now we walk with the Lord in the light of his word. We were sick, but now we are healed. Bible says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. We were lost, but now we are found. Jesus came to seek and to find those who were lost. You have been found if you have accepted Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. You are experiencing turnaround situation. We were aliens, strangers, foreigners, and children of wrath. We were under the power of darkness, but our situations have changed entirely. Bible says he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. So there is a total turnaround, my friend. There is a total transformation. So going back to our text of scripture in Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 1, I want to break down some of these verses that describe what we were. He says, so we were dead in trespasses and sins in which we once walked, but that it should be different for those who are made alive by Christ Jesus. Having come to a new life in Jesus, we have escaped from slavery of sin. We have left the pleasures of sin behind. So you can see for yourself that there is a shift in coming to Jesus. There is a turnaround in coming to Jesus. There is total transformation in Jesus Christ. Another verse that describes the state of what we were before we received Jesus is that second part of verse 2. It says, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the children or in the sons of disobedience. It describes the work of Satan in unbelievers. But it's also described the power of God at work in believers. And so Satan working in the lives of unbelievers in complete opposite to God working in the lives of believers. Yeah, it's a complete opposition to what God is doing in those of us who have received him as our Lord and personal Savior. God is working in our lives. Our situation has turned around. But if we are not yielded to the Holy Spirit, we are susceptible to the influence of Satan. Verse 3 says, living in the passions of our flesh, or some versions say the lust of our flesh. But he made it clear that it didn't come by any virtue of our own. It wasn't anything that we earned, but was totally a grace gift. Oh, God is so good. He explained this by saying that we were worth nothing. We had nothing to offer. We were by nature children of the devil. We walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. We were living in the passions of our flesh. By nature, we were children of wrath. That's also in verse 3. So we rightfully deserve God's wrath because our heritage is that we were born sinners. That is the state that we were once in. But God did not leave us there. God initiated with his saving initiative. So we see the turnaround situation, the turning point situation in verse 4 when it says that, but God being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. And so we experienced turnaround when Jesus stepped in. So he described our hopelessness to showcase how great God's mercy and forgiveness was. So as believers, we just need revelation on what we already have. And if you are not a believer, you should just know from this message what you are missing. You will need to give your life to Christ. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.